In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our love-in in the 1960s. This show is all about love and peace.
Ah, my little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Ooh, I love Pepe Le Pew. He's so cute.
You know, but you're talking about peace and love, then why was there so much rioting and demonstrations? Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, which one was it? Make up your mind. Which brings me to my first song.
What a coincidence.
I know.
Oh, and it was, my goodness.
And it was written by John Sebastian and first released by his band, The Lovin' Spoonful, on their 1965 debut album, Do You Believe in Magic? It was the second single released from the album and the most successful, reaching number 2 on the Hot Billboard charts for the week of June 11th, 1966. Here's Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind?
Did you ever have to make up your mind? Pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often me. Have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Did you know in 1967, the Summer of Love kicks off with the first rock festival at Monterey, California, featuring explosive performances by The Who?
Who?
The Who.
Who?
Who?
Exactly.
Otis Redding and the American debut of the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, yeah, Monterey Pop. That's when Jimi Hendrix set his Stratocaster on fire. Doused it with lighter fluid and set it on fire.
What's a Stratocaster?
His guitar. While,
oh.
While I was playing, oh, it was awesome.
He should have left it on fire.
That's really mean.
His music sucks.
No. It's always sunny in California.
It is.
Yes, it is. Which takes me to my very first song. How about that, huh?
It's such a coinky dink.
It was just one after another. My first song is a song by the British rock band Cream. The song was included on Cream's second album, Disraeli Gears, in November of 1967. See, the summer of love, but this was the fall of love. Atco Records, the group's American label, was initially unsure of the song's potential. But after recommendations by other label-affiliated artists, it released an edited single version in December of 1967. And coincidentally, the song became Cream's first and highest charting American single and one of the most popular singles of 1968. Listen to Sunshine of Your Love.
The Sunshine of My Life 44 years ago.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
That was then, though. This is now.
My great bundle of sweetness. It is love, love, love at sight first. No, is it not? No, yes. Oh, the mad rush of hot blood to the temples. Ah, golden girl, you are the corned beef to me. I am the cabbage to you.
Oh, my little cabbage.
Yes, 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 no.
Hey, did you realize in 1967, Otis Redding dies in a plane crash that was on December 10th, just 3 days after recording what would be his biggest hit, Dock of the Bay?
Oh, I love that song.
I know. It was a great song. It was such a shame, too. He was only 26 years old. I didn't realize
that. That's young.
Wow.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Another important announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Or watch out, the gals will all pursue ya.
Now from the makers of Brill Cream, a word to the ladies. Poor gal, there's no one to care. But what can you do for tired hair?
Give it bounce and shine. You can wash them in with the new shampoo called Silvercrin. It does more than clean because built right in is the natural pep of pure Silvercrin.
Everyone knows that's good for your hair. It's what helps put the liveliness there. Try Silvercrin shampoo. You'll declare helps wash new pep into tired hair.
Don't need Brill Cream anymore, do you, Jim?
Did you notice in that commercial, though, that every line rhymes?
Oh, yeah. He's a poet.
He didn't even know it.
He didn't even know it.
A little dabble, do
you? It would have done you if you had hair.
Oh.
Just saying.
Oh, shots fired.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1967. In May, Egyptian President Abdel Nasser announced that the Straits of Tehran would be closed to Israeli vessels and then mobilized its Egyptian forces along its border with Israel. On June 5th, Israel launched a series of preemptive airstrikes against Egyptian airfields.
Listen to the news announcement.
Israel's port city of Eilat, one of the Middle East's hottest spots, following a blockade of the Gulf of Aqaba by the United Arab Republic. 10 years ago, Israel went to war over the same blockade, which cut off oil pipelines to Haifa refineries. Oil tankers and vital shipping arrive at this important city. While UN Secretary General U Thant talks with UAR President Nasser, both the United States and British governments instruct their nationals to leave the Middle East area. The tourist exodus serves as a background to diplomatic huddles around the world. After U Thant and Nasser finish 2 days of a scheduled 3-day conference, the UN leader returns to New York. Speculation was that he had failed to soften Nasser's firm attitude. Hope was held, however, for UAR Israeli Armistice Commission.
The Egyptians were caught by surprise and nearly the entire Egyptian Air Force was destroyed with few Israeli losses. And that's the way it was way back when. '67 was the summer of love, but I still want to see that rock on my finger, which brings me to my next song.
No kidding. No.
That made the Dixie Cups famous in 1964.
I love those. You used to get the Dixie Cups with a little wooden spoon on top. Weren't they so good?
They were.
I love those.
Okay, we're not on the same subject, my love. You're on food now.
Oh, there's a different Dixie Cups?
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to the Dixie Cups?
I don't really know what happened.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Thank you, my love. This is my time. Okay. Remember that. Okay.
My favorite was the chocolate.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. in 1964, spending 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Many other artists have recorded the song, but the Dixie Cups made it famous. Here's Chapel of Love.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa, birds are singing as if they knew. Today's the day we'll say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Glub Glub Fish Food, the only fish food fish ask for by name.
Can't argue with that one,
can you?
I like
that one. That's cute.
Can't argue with that one. 1967 was indeed the summer of love.
Do you mind waiting just 1 minute while I slip into something more comfortable?
More comfortable? Yeah, there was a whole lot of love. Which brings me to my last song.
Is that a coinky dink or not?
This song is by the English hard rock band Led Zeppelin.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I might be leaving, huh?
No, actually, I edited it to cut it down to a more normal length.
But it's Led Zeppelin's or
it's a classic.
I'll handle M.
It is the opening track on the band's second album, cleverly titled Led Zeppelin 2. How about that? The U.S. release became their first hit single, being certified gold on April 13th, 1969. Huh?
That's pretty good for your songs.
It sold 1 million copies and was ranked number 75 on Rolling Stone's magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Listen in awe to... Whole lot of love.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school, way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
I think he's about on par now with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, great. I knew you'd come around. Thank you.
Oh, my ears.
In 1967, Mickey Mantle hits his 500th career home run.
Hmm.
How about that?
How about that? Mm-hmm. Probably in the Yankee Stadium.
Could be.
Could be. After the I do's and I get that big chunk of rock on my finger in the Chapel of Love, it's time to party.
Of course it is.
Which brings me to my last song of the day.
Oh.
By Claudine Clark, best known as the singer and composer of the 1962 hit, which reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Party Lights. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.